Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today, talking about the consequences of heavy carcasses with Don Close in just a moment.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Oklahoma FFA members competed hard and achieved much at this year's just-completed national convention. William Maltby of Burlington was named the American Star in Agribusiness. Oklahoma won 5 National Proficiency Awards, and Kingfisher FFA won the national title in the Ag Issues discussion. The Oklahoma FFA alumni and the Oklahoma FFA Association say congratulations to all those who participated and represented Oklahoma so very well.
FFA!
For the last several years, beef carcasses have been getting progressively heavier. Don Close with Rabobank says we are seeing some pushback here in 2015 with these heavy carcasses that have finally got to the point where a lot of folks don't want them.
The real issue, the complications with the middle meats. You know, it's when you get that steak item that's either bigger than the plate or you have to cut it thin enough to keep your serving ounces to a manageable level, that's where it's really tough. The remainder of the carcass, we can pretty well cut it up to whatever size is desired.
For this second, just very, very recent collapse, we're really kind of still in the middle of it. What caused this second snap, you know, to the downside?
I wish I had a good answer for that one. Yeah, the level of volatility that's in the market right now certainly led with the futures market and then with even both the cash market. It's just simply unsustainable. We've got to get this thing. The water's calmed down, or there's nobody on any side of the market going to be able to survive this kind of volatility. Checking that earlier low. Can we think we have another chance at having a bottom in the market? I think it's a reasonable view.
Does this second little collapse, does this change your thinking on how this market may act in 2016?
Here's been my thoughts. We had the extreme counter-seasonal price action and that unyielding rally throughout all of 2014. We rocked along the first half of the year. We get to the 4th of July. We have not a totally counter-seasonal, but turned into this counter-seasonal break well into the fall from after we should have seen a low. My experience with markets is once we go through one of these ultra-volatile periods, everybody's so beat up and chopped up, the market really falls back in a predictable seasonal pattern. I made an analogy with talking with one of the people in the office this morning. I said, you know, if you're kayaking down the river and go through a big area of rapids, once that river widens, that water gets really calm. And I think we could see some of that as we get into 2016.
Don Close with the Rabobank as we talk about this latest collapse that we're experiencing right now in our cattle market. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The good folks at Superior Livestock have a pair of auctions to tell you about. The Superior Select Female Auction coming up this Thursday, November 19th at 1 p.m. Some great female genetics to check out. Then Friday, the regular video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 24,500 head, including over 6,000 yearlings, almost 14,000 weaned calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.